Good morning. Good morning. Our theme for today is going to be oneness and truth. So take a nice deep breath and follow it down, down, without engaging any thoughts, just letting the breath be there without comment. Just rest back in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. So rest in the knowing that that which is speaking is that which is listening. It is consciousness talking to consciousness about consciousness. So rest in that. I wanted to add a little bit to that question from last week as to oneness. I felt like it hadn't been completed. And so the ending of the question, and why the continuing to see separation? So basically, we see separation because we hold ourselves to be separate. We are still holding that belief, that truth, and as we hold it, we see it. Okay. And this partly comes from seeing space as something empty. But space is filled of essence. It is this space, this that is filled with air. This is consciousness. Okay. So there is a fullness here. There's not an emptiness, but we see it as empty. And we see one object here and another object there. And we see this space as the separator. But the space is not empty. And that's what you're going to need to ponder, to take in and sit with that for a while. That the space between one object and another object is not empty. It is full. And the God that is God is everything. So the God that is God is the essence of every object, and it is also the fullness of the space between what we call and see as objects. Okay? So space is full, not empty. And without this so-called space, without this area between one object and another, we would not be able to have objects. So the objects are viewed and seen in consciousness, but consciousness is also that which surrounds each object. Okay. But again, basically, it comes back to the belief that we are holding about ourself. If I am continuing to hold a belief that I am separate, then that is what I am going to see, is what we call out there. I will see separation. So, although the oneness is the essence and the presence is fully and wholly and completely present, it is only by my belief and my imagination that I see something, or I seemingly see something else. I seemingly see separation where there is none. So that idea that space is full, that it is the essence that is the oneness and not the objects. The objects are not the oneness. It is the essence that is the substratum for the object. It is the essence that is the oneness, and that essence is infinitely everywhere. So that is the oneness that you contemplate, that you begin to understand that the objects are not the objects of oneness. They are the presentation or the manifestation of the essence that is present, and everything is of this essence, and there is but one essence. So when we begin to hold that as the truth, that it is the essence that is the oneness, then we see past the object. Okay, we see where before you might have seen, oh, that's a pretty rose. Now something transpires in the heart, and there is a feeling of joy, because we know that the essence is that is presenting as a rose is also the essence that is presenting as this form as well, the one essence. Okay. So we do not try to bring a oneness to the objects. We move in the understanding that the essence is what is present. It is the essence of the rose that we find is beautiful. It is the essence of the tree that we find as wonderful. In ignorance, we might think it's the object itself that brings about that feeling, but it is an awareness deep within that there is an essence there. And it is the essence that is one. So it is by this understanding of either duality or oneness, somewhere in there, what we hold to be the truth, by this holding of something that we believe is real, that we believe is truth, this is how we create a world. And we create this world by what we hold to be the truth. So if you are seeing separation, if you are moving and having action in a sense of separation, that is the world you will create, because the world is a creation of mind. It is not a creation of objects. So as you hold the truth, that is how you're going to create and visualize what you are seeing. Okay, so we create our world by what we hold to be truth. And if you're holding a belief in separation, that is the world you will create. So as we hold as truth, what we hold as truth, it is in that truth that we can slide, not in the truth, but in what we believe to be the truth, that we can slide into forgetting who we are. And sometimes this is it's just a quick slide into thinking about being a person. Oh, I am this. I am tired. I am hungry. I am not as pretty as my friend. I am. So we are holding in that I am a this or I am a that. That those thoughts and belief patterns and actions come from holding a belief of separation. Okay. So sometimes it is quick. We slide in, we say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm holding up a this or that for now, and take a breath and no, I am the essence. That is the oneness. That is my truth. That is my reality. So we take that moment and practice coming back to truth. But sometimes it is longer, and we stay in that belief for a longer time, or we actually live in the belief for the greater part of the life that we are expressing. Okay. So all of us here in practice usually quickly come back to the understanding, no, I am the essence. But again, there are those that hold into that belief much longer. And so they experience that belief much longer. If you're working that practice and coming back to the heart, you know, when you come back to the heart, there is a sense of great peace and happiness and a calmness that comes about not only your mind, but your body, and then exudes out into the environment. So your home becomes calm. Okay. But actually, either way, it is by our beliefs about ourself that we see and create and live our world. So the question is, what beliefs are you still holding about yourself to be something separate and apart from consciousness or from essence or from God? So those are the questions that you bring to yourself. So by what we are holding as truth, then we see our projections of this belief of separation. And we're going to see that separation everywhere, with everything and everybody. I mean, even with a bunch of grapes. Oh, this grape looks beautiful and luscious and ripe and juicy. I think I'll have this one, because this one over here, this next one looks pretty sad already. It's kind of drying out, and I don't like that. So it's separate. There's this one and there's this one. No, there is the essence. There is the essence in expression. Okay. It is by your belief in mind that you hold one greater than the other. But in reality, in the truth that is truth, there is no difference, because they are both of the same essence. Okay. So mind makes the distinction that one is better than the other. But the essence that is in expression is the same essence. And the essence sees no difference between this grape and this grape. It is only a mind that is believing in separation, and something can be better and something can be less, that we see that distinction. We see it, but there is only the one essence. We do the same with people, what we call people. Okay. This person, he's really a great guy. He's wonderful. He helps people. He's kind. He talks softly and beautifully. But this one over here, what a grouch, what a grump. I mean, he wouldn't smile, you know, if someone came along and did that smiley thing to his face. So you see a distinction, and you see this separation, because mind says one is greater and better than the other. So we make the judgments, and as we make the judgments, we see separation where there isn't any. The essence that is a joy to be with, and the essence that is expressing a grumpiness through a form is the same essence. There's no difference. Only mind will try to tempt you into believing that there is. As far as essence is concerned, there is nothing greater nor less. There just is. And whatever is beautiful. And it is the essence. And as essence, as your natural self, you will see no difference. But you have to look from the heart and not the mind. Your oneness is expressed from the heart, not the mind. Not by thinking about it, not by talking about it, not by reading about it, but by being it. Okay? And that being is expressed from the heart. So everything is of the same infinite essence. Okay. So the essence is energy, and so our thoughts and actions, they are also energy, and this energy is projected on the screen of consciousness. Your thoughts become a projection, and you see them as to what we call out there. So my belief in the values that something is greater and better than something else, that's what I will see if that is what I am holding as truth. Okay. But again, it is by this beliefs, by what we hold in our heart as real, or even in our mind as real, is what we are going to see that will be our world. You have 8 billion people on this planet, and you have 8 billion different worlds, because each one is living by how they believe. Okay. So we come into this deeper understanding that there is not a oneness of the objects. There is a oneness of the essence that is expressing objects, is expressing this space that we call space, but it is not empty. It is filled with self. Okay. So we practice. We practice these spiritual understandings, and gradually we change the habits that we have been holding for such a long time. Okay. We change that belief system of separation. And we do it again by our spiritual practice as we come into deeper and deeper understandings of exactly what we are. We practice to be aware, okay? And when we have allowed the old patterns to be prevalent in awareness, and these old patterns are causing actions of mind or actions of body, okay? So we see this and we recognize this is what's taking place, that we are in action and we are in movement by our beliefs. That is a grand recognition. So as we recognize it, now we can let it go. Okay. So you can't do something about something until you recognize the something. Okay. So you recognize this is what's happening. This belief that there are others. That's what's happening at the moment. And again, we recognize it. We let go of these old patterns. We let go of the old beliefs and we surrender. We surrender. We surrender them by just bringing our attention back to what is truly present. Okay? We don't have to try to get rid of the old beliefs. We don't have to try to get rid of patterns. It's just a matter of recognizing it, taking the breath, and coming back into the heart, coming back into the self, coming back into the recognition that there is but one. That is your surrendering. Okay, that is your letting go by the recognition and by returning back to the heart. However you do that, normally I'll just take a breath and return to the reality of what is present. And what is present is God. What is present is yourself. And in doing this, the old habits dissolve. They are only there because we give our attention to them. So what you are doing is learning how to withdraw your attention from those old beliefs and those old patterns. And again, it's so simple. It just takes a recognition, a breath, if you will, but a turning back into the heart, back into the self. The breath, no. Only I am present. There is nothing here but the essence that is myself. And you feel that peace, feel that calming, and that's your surrender. So you surrender to peace, you surrender to joy, okay? But it is by this practice that we live a life of devotion and a life of love. Okay. We practice to have this recognition. We practice to surrender and return to that calmness and that peace. That is love. That is love. And what greater love is there than to remove the blinders from our heart and see clearly the reality that is present? That is love. Okay. So when we do this, love is present, fully, consciously present. And that love can flow freely. And it will flow with conscious recognition. You will be in the realization of your own presence because you will be calm, peaceful, and joyful. So there is nothing present but the very presence of the God consciousness that you are. That's it. That's what is everything and every place and everyone and every space. That is what is present. We can divide it up by giving it labels and calling it different names. But you cannot make that division truth. Okay. The oneness is ever present, no matter how we label it, no matter how we say this is this, this is this, this is this, and this is this. It is like the gold being divided into a ring and a bracelet and earrings and a pendant and a necklace. It remains the one essence. No matter how you divide that gold up, it still remains gold essence. And it is the same with what you are seeing. No matter how the mind divides it up and separates it and moves it apart, no, the one essence will always be the same, no matter how you try to divide it. It's still one. So, what we believe about ourself and what we believe about so-called others and other things are but an accumulation of ideas, of opinions, and conditioning. And we are conditioned by others and what we call family, by experiences. So we have what we think all of this background of knowledge as to how to make good decisions about, so make good decisions about different separate things. Okay. We've got all this knowledge. We know that they're separate because that's a good one and that's not a good one. But the knowledge is not truth. Okay. That knowledge is not truth. Opinions and ideas are not truth. Okay. What we have done is create a story. And we live that story. And we live the beliefs that we have accumulated. But it's only a story. That is the dream that you are having, a dream of separation. Okay. So it is again by living in beliefs as truth that we create a world that is heaven or hell. But all the while, all that is truly here is the presence of love. So we can dream, we can daydream about happiness, and we can daydream about peace. We can also dream a nightmare. But either way, get this, either way, it will always still be a dream. Okay. When we have the belief in duality, that there can be happiness and there can be a nightmare. Okay? That is still the dream. Because the one essence that is present is not happiness, peace, and joy, and chaos, evil, and nightmarish things, and fearful things. It is not this and that. Okay. So if that is the belief system and we daydream about peace, or we have a good day and then the next day is a nightmare. Okay. We are still in that place of believing in separation, because the one essence that is present is what it is. And it does not become a this and a that. So when you do that practice and you come into the heart, you know, do you find a nightmare there? You know, do you find fearfulness there? No, of course not. You find the self, you find the truth, you find the essence that is present. And that essence is what? It is love. It is happiness. It is joy. So, how do we live the truth of our being? How do we live that? How do we live as the God consciousness that is the presence that we are? Usually the first thing that happens as we come into some sort of recognition that somehow I'm not the body and I'm not the mind. I don't know how that can be. I don't know why that is, but that is my first spiritual understanding. That is my first, one of the first things given us, that you are not that. So it begins with a recognition and that spark that begins that desire to know truth. So we have that spark, and that begins the practice of living the reality that I am neither body nor mind. But what I am is aware of the body and aware of the mind. So every word that is ever tried to be spoken about truth is not truth. And it is so that truth cannot be spoken. Truth cannot be written. Okay? We have to experience it within the silence of ourself. So what you hear being spoken is not truth. It is the pointing to where you go, where you find that experience of yourself. Okay? So the words that are spoken, you take them in your practice, and you ponder them. And you contemplate them. And you begin living them. And as you're pulled out of them, you know what to do to return your awareness to yourself. And it is just like that, resting in the heart, being pulled out, recognizing that being pulled out, recognizing what transpired, and coming back to the heart and out again and returning again and then pulled out again into a dream and back again. And it goes like that in your practice, and you find that less and less times are you pulled out? Where before it might have been 30 times a day, it becomes 5. It becomes 2. It becomes none. So that is how you go about living the truth. Because every time you recognize being pulled out, it's that truth that is recognizing it. The truth you've been practicing and living, it is recognizing being pulled out. And then comes back. So it is from this silence. It is from this silence that we pray. We're not to pray from the mind. We are to pray from the silence, because we are that silence. We pray from self. And we pray that the heart be open to the one truth of self, of life and love. And we pray that the conditioning or the cleansing of the mind take place in the conscious realm of our awareness. So every time mind goes out, you bring mind back. You drop the thoughts, you bring mind back to the heart. Okay? So mind is being unconditioned. Every time you do that, so truth is not hiding from us. It's the very nature and essence of what we are. Okay. So know thyself, know the truth, know the truth. So then actually, what is truth that no one can speak of, that words cannot convey? It is you. And you being the very presence of God cannot be described. What you are cannot be put into words. So truth is you. Okay. And you can only know truth because truth is you. And you can only know you. And we do that by being still, by resting in the silence of self, and come into the knowledge of you. Okay. So you can, by devotion to the self that you are, and by devotion alone, come into the knowing of God aright. Again, we do not know God aright by the books or the tapes. Those are all pointings. They are meant to turn you back within into contemplation and come into the deeper understanding, I am. Okay. So you cannot be defined, you cannot be described, nor can God be defined, nor can God be described. Okay. So is there still something that you are trying to see, touch, taste, smell, or hear in regards to God? Because if there is a subtle wanting there, you have to look at it clearly and let it go. You cannot desire to know God without desiring to know yourself, because they are one and the same. So if there's a wanting to know God, be sure that you are understanding that there is a wanting to know who I am, myself. And check to see if there's still something there that's believing that God is somewhere. Somewhere apart from me. And it needs to be found. I need to seek. So just do a little housekeeping. And see if some of those thoughts are hiding in a closet somewhere. Okay, just bring them out to the light. Okay. Or also check to make sure that there's still not a belief about something being good and something being evil, something being right, something being wrong, something being love, something being hate. Take a look there too. And begin to understand that there is no two-ness in God. So there is no two-ness in me. The claiming of this or that is but thoughts of the mind. So bring the mind home. Okay. You cannot have the this and that in oneness. So take a breath. So, recognize that there is no you that is going to find God. Recognize that. There is no you that is going to find God. And why is that? Because there is no you that is separate from God. So, how do we live with an open heart and a calm mind? Well, let that be your prayer of discovery. So take a breath. All is well. Well, I'm done.
Thank you, Mary. Wonderful message.
Thank you. Thank you, love. All right, so we'll call this one complete for today. And let us pray. Most beloved self, open my eyes and open my heart to the truth of my being. Help me, most beloved one, to see the untrue from the true. Open my eyes and open my heart to see the beauty in all things. Help me, most beloved self, to see the beauty of my own being. Open my eyes and open my heart to see the one that I am. Help me, most beloved one, to open my eyes to knowing that beside the I that I am, there is no other. Amen. Om Shanti. Namaste.